There you go. So are you annoyed when somebody pops open their cell phone in a crowded theater to read a text message?
Yes.
Disturbing everybody around them with their little light. So a sad and pathetic sign of the times. Deadline.com reports that the Cinemark theater chain now says it's going to reward people for not texting while watching a movie at their theaters. That is pretty sad. Last week, it unveiled a new app for iPhones and Android phones called Cinemode. Here's how it works. When you go to the theater, before the movie begins, a message on the screen will urge you to launch the Cinemode app, which in turn will dim your phone's screen and ask you to turn the volume off so incoming calls only cause the phone to vibrate. If you can keep your hands off the phone for the duration of the film, then Cinemark sends you a special coupon that you can use at the theater.
Oh, man. See, I think it would be much more productive if they would hire people with fly swatters who could swat people who were looking at their phone.
I would prefer that they be super soakers. Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's one thing is it's so rude for you to do that at a show in the theater. But when it's live theater, as someone who has been in plays where people will answer their phone and talk in the middle of the play, and we're trying to remember our lines and stay in character and pretend this whole dream world is there, that really, if we wanted to think about it, no, we're standing in a theater trying to entertain you. And so it's so rude. Don't do it.
What makes you think they care what you think, though? See, that's the whole problem.
Well, they ruin the show for everybody if we lose character.
They don't care.
It's all about me.
That's right.
It's just about me.
They want to get that message, whatever it happens to be. Now, I understand where you're coming from. You're right. It's rude. Anyway, the chain does not say exactly what the discount's going to be, whether it's a future ticket or a discount for refreshments or whatever. But James Meredith, who's the VP of Cinemark's Marketing and Communications Department, said it's important to develop tools that maximize and preserve the movie-going experience.
Yeah, or I guess besides being rude, really what you're doing is stealing from the other people because they all paid for their ticket in the good conscience that, yeah, we're going to enjoy this show and it's going to be good, and the quality goes down when you're on your phone.
I know you're trying hard to shame people into doing this, but I don't, you know, there are not any words, because if people are going to be that way, they're just going to be that way. How many people do you, I mean, I can't tell you, three, maybe four times, I guess, in the last week, I'm in a parking lot, and I'm waiting for somebody to move. And what they're doing is they're standing there talking to somebody who's outside the vehicle, talking to them through the window. Now, really? I mean, really? Can't you hold that conversation? And that's a person-to-person, face-to-face thing. You know, unless we're talking call 911, can't they have that conversation someplace else? But no, they want to talk, and they don't care if their car's behind them. They want to talk.
Yep.
It's important to them. It doesn't matter about you. And yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, that talking outside in the parking lot is just as bad as parking in that red zone right next to the door.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Turbyville's not here to defend himself anymore. Yeah.
I'll defend him. My point is the building was not on fire while he parked there.
Yeah, well, again, he was just going in for a minute.
Nobody was using it.
You know, and the shoppatorium where I go, I forget last week, there were two cars lined up right there.
I hate that.
People were sitting in the cars.
Yep.
But they're just waiting because their little person who's in there, I mean, what they need to do is more important than actually going and parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were tubs of goo who could have used the exercise or what, but I'm just thinking, if you're going to the store, plan on parking. Should be able to do that.
I got one that you're going to love, Scott.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Two students at MIT are running a charity called Hobo Jacket.
Okay.
They take donations of sweatshirts from rival colleges like Harvard or Caltech.
Oh, okay.
And give the sweatshirts to homeless people.
Oh, I like that.
But they say the reason they're doing it is, one, to obviously help, but two, so people see the hobos wearing the sweatshirts.
Oh, I think that's outstanding.
And it devalues the value of Harvard or Caltech.
Yeah, oh, I agree. I think that's great.
I think it's brilliant.
That's I wish we had cold weather for a longer time. We could do that here.
Hobojacket.tk if you'd like to donate.
Wow, that's
we'll send them a bunch of TU stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that really, that's just, that's good.
Maybe Baylor.
Yeah. No, yeah, now you're stepping on toes.
Yeah, I would think
so. Now you're stepping on toes.
You know how Amazon has their Super Saver option that promises free shipping on pretty much anything that you buy if you're willing to wait, like, I don't know, 6 weeks for it to arrive?
Right.
Okay, and they're not kidding. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal Market Watch set out to see how far Amazon's commitment to free shipping would stretch, and it turns out pretty dang far. Based on the published shipping and handling guidelines, the heaviest thing that Amazon will ship free is a 6-foot-tall Canon Safe CO54 Commander Series Premium 90-Minute Fire Safe. This thing holds 48 guns. Comes with 13 locking bolts. It costs $3,485, basically. And if you select the Super Saver shipping option, or you paid for the annual membership fee for Amazon Premium, which is about $80, it does not cost you a penny to have it shipped to your front door, and it weighs 1,500 pounds.
I bet you that's an expensive shipping charge.
And actually, after they put the packing material together, it's 1,672 pounds. And if you think that sounds like a money-losing proposition, you are right. Canon, the safe company, says that it charges $700 to ship its flagship safe. And considering all the other heavy items in Amazon's inventory that qualify for Super Saver shipping, the costs add up for the online retailer. Amazon reported $636 million lost on shipping costs alone last quarter.
Quarter?
Yep. That boils down to about 1% loss per item. It also is no cakewalk for the Amazon workers who actually have, you know, this box that they got to move around in the warehouse. So, don't feel sorry for Amazon, though. They're chin deep in innovating a shopping experience and insist that shipping costs and inconvenience will soon be an afterthought for shoppers and investors alike. You know, they're happy about the shoppers, but they need to make the investors happy too, you know. They're starting to offer same-day delivery on some items, although that will cost you. Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO, says, it's not like we didn't do some arithmetic ahead of time. Yeah, I understand. But
they fall off their pile of money.
Man, that's, I mean, 1,600 pounds worth of something to ship for nothing. Okay, you know, we come up with lists here toward the end of the year.
Everybody does.
Sure, I like this list. This is the least influential people of America in 2012. The least influential, okay? GQ's end of the year list of the least influentials. At the top of the list, Mitt Romney, about whom the magazine says voting for Romney is like hooking up the last single person at the bar at 4 in the morning.
Yikes!
Amanda Bynes. Okay, in case you didn't think it was possible for God to invent a worse driver than Lindsay Lohan, the article warns sometime in the near future there's going to be a sensational vehicular manslaughter trial and her name will be in it. Number three, Madonna. Okay. Number four, Lance Armstrong. Every year brings new and incontrovertible evidence that Lance Armstrong is the polar opposite of the inspiring legend that he was once made out to be.
Yeah, very disappointing.
True. And Adam Sandler. At this point, the only reason Adam Sandler makes movies is so Rob Schneider can earn a living. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a cerebral moment in any Adam Sandler movie I've seen part of. And also among the least influential people would be the Wall Street protesters, the Occupy Wall Street folks. He said, you really showed those Wall Street bigwigs that you meant business by failing to adopt proper leadership and embodying virtually every awful liberal hippie stereotype. Say what you will about the Tea Party, at least it managed to get people elected. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I agree with that.
So there you go. That's GQ's list of the least influential people this year.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Cross Tour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Perrine Winery is making room for its exciting new wines for 2013. And with that, Perrine Winery just made your holiday shopping easier and better. Choose from several of our selected wines and create your own holiday six-pack special, making sure you have enough wine for gift-giving, parties, and keeping a bottle or two for yourself. Check out Perrine Winery's other special offerings and events listed on the website at perrinewinery.com. Perrine Winery is located at 900 Harvey Road across from the tap.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 12 minutes till. A year after online office supply retailer Quill.com launched a line of printer paper under the name Dunder Mifflin, okay, after the fictional manufacturer from the long-running NBC sitcom The Office, the Staples subsidiary just announced it will be expanding the paper brand to include other office supplies, co-branded markers, sticky notes, tissues, disposable cups, storage boxes, and notepads.
What about staplers?
Well, no, that would have to be in office space rather than the office.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I believe you have my stapler. While the fictional Scranton paper manufacturer struggles as the third-rate company full of lovable dopes, Quill has, in fact, built the Dunder Mifflin brand into a million-dollar brand for them.
That's what she said!
Yeah. That's not bad. $1 million.
No.
Yeah. How about this? The oldest Twinkie ever.
Ever.
How old do you think it might be?
Ever?
Ever.
1931.
Well.
I don't think Twinkie was around then.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was invented in 1931.
Oh, yeah. Apparently they don't have one from that first batch.
60-something. 1964, 65.
Well, they're saying 36 years is all. 36 years. I would have thought older. Anyway, the Twinkie brand probably will be saved one way or another, but a truly original Hostess Twinkie is going to be rare. So, of course, it makes sense that somebody who has preserved that Twinkie for 36 years, George Stevens Academy, that's a high school in Maine, is now in possession of the 36-year-old Twinkie that just might be the oldest in U.S. America.
It still begs, why on earth did you keep it?
I don't know. According to Laura, a student handed the Twinkie to Roger Benetti, a high school teacher, asking, how long do you figure this will last? Benetti then stored the Twinkie on a shelf where it stayed for 28 years until he retired.
Wow.
After retiring, Benetti placed the Twinkie in a glass box and gave it to the dean of students. It's on display for all to see. And from the looks of things, the Twinkie is still intact and free of mold.
Wow.
And we eat those.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing dried out, probably.
Hard.
But, you know, yeah, and I'm not sure what the cream filling would be like, but the fact that there's no mold on it is somewhat interesting, I suppose. A Maryland court ruled a man who teleconferenced into his own wedding in the Democratic Republic of Congo was legally married. The Maryland Court of Special Appeals ruled the wedding was valid in upholding the divorce of the and ensuing the nearly $6,000 a month alimony, child support, and other financial payments that Noel Shoshani has been ordered to pay. Noel, who's a World Bank employee, had argued that his 1993 wedding was never valid because he was in another country at the time. But Neil called in the ceremony, and his cousin stood in for him.
By proxy.
Guess what? Still works. I don't have the story in front of me, but apparently a judge who sits on the highest criminal appeals court in the state of Texas has had a warrant for his arrest issued in Austin.
Uh-oh.
A speeding ticket over a year old. He's going 19 miles over the speed limit. And he wanted to have a hearing in the court. And so they kept giving him postponements. And now he hasn't paid the fine, which is, I think, $980. And so yesterday they issued a warrant for his arrest because he hasn't paid his ticket. Like to see that happen.
I would too. Want to wish ill of anybody. The guy could have done great work, some point,
yep.
You're going to get your comeuppance.
Yes, and that may be it. Congratulations to Ryan and Amy of Malden, Massachusetts.
Well, what will Ryan and Amy do?
Well, Ryan and Amy are proud parents of a baby born on Thanksgiving Day, baby boy.
only this year, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It won't be Thanksgiving every year.
No, well, the little guy's, that's true, but the little guy's father's last name is Gobble. So.
Oh!
They've got a little gobbler, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Oh, should I tell you something?
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
Bad Meatballs are smart dogs. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota. Where you always get a nice price.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
The crew at Pete's Auto Care wants to thank their customers and friends for making this a great year. Pete's Auto Care is grateful for your continued patronage and pledges to continue their high standard of service. Whether it's having your car winterized or getting an oil change, Pete's Auto Care treats you like you're the most important customer they have. Season's greetings from Pete and all the guys at Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan. Pete's Auto Care.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
The American Red Cross is responding to Hurricane Sandy that devastated New York and New Jersey. Thanks to supporters like you, the Red Cross is on the ground providing hot meals, a warm place to stay, and comfort to all those affected. By donating to the Red Cross, you help ensure everyone in New York and New Jersey can recover. Your contribution gives hope to families when they need it most. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 today.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning, Matt Fortill. Here you go. Longest serving judge on Texas' highest criminal court has a warrant out for his arrest issued by an Austin municipal judge for failure to pay a 2008 speeding ticket. The arrest warrant for Lawrence Myers, 19-year member of the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals from Fort Worth, has been active since October 20th. It's the third time Myers has faced possible arrest for his long-running battle over the $193 speeding ticket. Doing 19 miles over the limit.
Oh, my gosh. It's only $193.
Well, now it's not. Now it's $481 after the fine and the court cause. No,
that's
no.
So
he, see, he wants to fight the sea. He wants to use the judicial system. He wants to use the system. So, or abuse the system. I'm not sure which, but nonetheless. Yeah. On the Today Show, Willie Nelson told Matt Lauer he hasn't seen any harmful effects from smoking marijuana.
Huh?
Yeah, really. How's your attention span, Willie?
Huh?
What's on President Obama's DVR, according to Us Weekly? Parks and Rec, Modern Family, Boardwalk Empire, Downton Abbey, SportsCenter, and Homeland.
How does he have time to watch TV?
That's a good question. He's a leader of the free world. He shouldn't.
Well, he's on the golf course.
No, that's true. Mike Tyson's one-man show, Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth, doing a 35-city, 10-week tour beginning early next year. He'll be in Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Louisville, some other stops as well, major cities. And the next big thing in beauty products, color-correcting creams. They're called CC creams for short. It's a popular Asian beauty treatment that is making inroads in the U.S. American beauty market as well. They're like the recently trendy beauty balm creams, also known as BB creams, only better. Refinery29.com says the BB creams, color creams, cover blemishes while also nourishing your skin, but the thing that makes the CC creams better is an ingredient that actually promotes collagen growth. That can't be cheap. Because, you know, that collagen stuff's very
anything
expensive.
That for cosmetics is not
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not sure I trust their claims.
Well, I don't know. That's right. Well, again, you know, if you want to go do that, that's fine. All right, so we all know about the mullet, right?
The fish?
The Kentucky waterfall.
Oh, there
all right, now see, that's what I was going to ask. Okay, now, these lists they have here, the drape ape.
Yep.
The Wisconsin waterfall, they give it to them.
Oh.
The Mississippi mudflap.
Yep.
The Missouri Compromise.
Oh, my gosh.
The Louisiana Purchase. And I like this one, the neck blanket.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know any others? I mean, I don't even know.
Just
those.
The phrase "party in the front, business in the back." No, business
the
in the
way.
Front, party in the back. Someone has problems.
Wow.
I need some coffee.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody drank all the coffee, and then I went and made some more. And by the time it was made, I had to be back here working,
see?
So I didn't get to drink
wow.
any.
Wow. So many U.S. Americans bought guns on Black Friday.
Really?
That it crashed the FBI's background check system.
Wow.
Let that sink in for just a minute. Yeah, that's how many guns were purchased on Black Friday that it crashed the FBI's background checks.
But if they're being put into a system, obviously those are legal exchanges somewhere. You're not counting all the guns that people just sold to each other on the street.
Sure, but that makes me wonder how many guns. Actually, first it makes me wonder how antiquated the